officials and program representatives. Attendees can learn about initiatives including the ARRL Year of the Club and the America 250 Work All States Award. A Saturday night banquet will include the presentation of Hamcation Awards and a keynote address from ARRL Senior Director of Marketing and Innovation, Bob Intervention, NQ1R. Details and updates are available at hamcation.com. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. This week, we have an update on FO-29. FO-29 was launched August 17, 1996. Shortly, it will have its 30th birthday. It is still operational, however, when not in full sun, it is only operational based on a schedule to keep the satellite healthy. Around March 9th, it should return to full sunlight, possibly allowing the transponder to operate 24 hours a day. The February passes when the transponder will be active are the 6th and 7th, 13th and 14th, 20th and 21st, 27th and 28th. It looks like the 2200 to 2300 UTC passes on those days are favorable. The downlink is 435.800 through 435.900 MHz USB, while the uplink is 145.900 through 146.000 MHz LSB. As satellites age, interesting things start to occur. Batteries degrade, memory begins to corrupt, other components start to fail. While the ground stations do their best to modify schedules, keeping the batteries at optimal performance through monitoring the telemetry, at some point the satellite will cease to function. Then you have other interesting things that could happen, such as AO7, whose batteries failed and later shorted, allowing the sun to power up the satellite. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, January 31st, the UBADX contest, that's a single sideband. February 1st, North American single sideband sprint contest, that's phone. February 3rd, the ARS Spartan Sprint, CW. February 4th, the UKE ICC 80-meter contest, CW as well. February 5th through the 6th, the Walk for the Bacon QRP contest, that's CW. And February 7th and 8th, the Labrie RS Digi contest.
American Radio Relay League news will continue in 20 seconds. Played by KE6GBK.